In the studio this morning, we do have the president with G&M Distributors. Since 1946, this company has been in our area. It's Mr. Adam Vitale. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. How are you?
I am great.
Fantastic. Well, you know, my staff's happy to see you.
It's my favorite. You know, it's my favorite day of the year.
I appreciate that. I don't think they really care about me.
Well, it's time to kick off the summer. Summer 22nd, whatever was the first day of summer. Time to see what the refreshing drinks are for the summer.
You know, we've got so many new ones this year too, and some old standbys and some tweaks on some old great products as well. So I thought we'd start off this morning. Actually, so canned cocktails are the fastest growing category right now in the alcohol beverage industry. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, wait a second, I'm used to making my drink with a bottle and different mixes. And what we've tried to do is make it a little bit more convenient for people. And so I thought we'd start off this morning with something, you know, nice and light, a White Russian to kick it off. But this is from Cutwater Spirits, and Cutwater is based in San Diego, California. These are all made, again, canned cocktails are made with actual, you know, spirits that they say. So, you know, this is a real vodka indulgence and coffee cream liqueur and just their classic recipe. And you can take these, we're sort of trying this one on ice this morning. But you can also just drink them straight out of the can chilled. I personally love the White Russian on the ice.
I like the ice.
It's really good. Yeah, I like it on the ice, yeah.
Got that chocolatey flavor to it. Like a light white chocolate flavor.
Exactly. A little hint of coffee, too, which is nice. And, yeah, just a little bit. And this is coffee cream liqueur and Cutwater vodka.
So, okay.
Yeah. It's very good. I'm taking notes on that one.
Very good. You know, and it, you know, some of these drinks are there. You know, you have to have all sorts of different ingredients when you make them at home, and this keeps it a little easier. Or you can get a variety pack. You know, mix it up, and that way you've got something for everybody on your list, which is kind of nice. But we'll jump to a completely different category now within the spirits, and that is the Cutwater Lemon Drop Martini. And so, you know, you think of your classic lemon drop. And this one's dangerously good.
I like lemon.
This has got that tart flavor with just a hint of sweetness on the aftertaste. That's really good.
Isn't that nice?
That's a golf course good.
It is. And these are, that's what's really nice about these is, you know, when you're going golfing, it's tough to bring the bottle and all the mix, especially if you're a spirits drinker. And so this makes that much more convenient. So you're out at Gibson Woods this weekend, grab a lemon drop martini, and hopefully try to stay out of the trees.
Yeah.
Although, I'm such a terrible golfer, it probably would actually keep me in the fairway.
This might put me in the trees.
As long as you just don't go looking for your ball, Sean.
Right.
All right, that's a good one. So who makes Cutwater?
So Cutwater is, it's actually, the Cutwater is the distillery itself. So it's its own brand, and all made in San Diego, California, which is nice. And then, so we're going to go to a bigger brand now.
Okay.
A kind of a classic brand from Sweden, Absolut Vodka. And Absolut, a couple years ago, started putting their products also into cans as canned cocktails. And Absolut has developed this great partnership with the Farmers Co-op of Ocean Spray, the Cranberry Co-op. And so they've got a variety of Absolut cranberry drinks. So this one's a cran mango. They've also got just a straight cranberry juice. So just all sorts of different kind of fun products. And, you know, I love the story. These are made with a real Absolut vodka from Sweden. You know, Sweden is the only place where Absolut vodka is made by family farmers, which I love that part of it as well. But just a really great, high-quality drink. And again, throw it in that cooler, throw it on, take it to your boat, take it camping.
Oh, yeah. Mango is such a great summer fruit.
Yeah. It is.
And you said this was made by family farmers in Sweden.
Correct.
Most people think vodka comes from Russia.
Right.
Good to
right.
know that it's actually Sweden.
Yes. Yeah. This one is all the vodka is from Sweden. So,
isn't that something?
Oh. Yeah, that's good, too.
Isn't that nice?
That's very good.
It's very summery.
We'll try one more, a little bit different from Absolut. This one's a little more sparkly.
And it's not just Sean and I in here. It's Parker and Kaylee, too.
So hopefully you like...
We left one sober person downstairs.
We let them play with us today.
Let's see. This one is, hopefully, like pineapple flavors. So this one is the pineapple martini from Absolut. A little bit more sparkle to this one. It's kind of a nice little treat. Again, another perfect summer cocktail. So It's all quiet. That means everyone's tasting and trying and hopefully enjoying.
Pineapple, ooh, that's good. I like pineapple. I like pineapple anything. That's very good.
Are you pineapple over mango?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So this is the absolute pineapple.
Absolute pineapple martini.
Martini. Yes. Okay.
And continue. Again, these are all in a can ready to drink. You can. I love taking them, throwing them over a glass of ice. But again, if you're on a golf course, just open up the can and grab it out of your cooler.
Okay.
So, all available locally in Monmouth here, so you can support your local retailers.
Yeah.
If they don't have it, they can easily order it and get it in the next week for you.
So canned cocktails are the fastest growing product for alcohol, and that's in the country?
Yes, nationwide right
now. Wow.
Yes.
And is that a certain demographic, or is that just in general?
Yeah, in general. It's really across the board. There's so many different, and we'll try a couple different ones. You know, the next one we're going to have is a Malibu Pina Colada, so it's made with white rum.
Ooh.
I hear excitement. That's fantastic. Ooh. Yes.
I just got a text from Michael Blazing. Why didn't we have this when he was here this morning?
I know.
He said.
I thought about reminding him or telling him we were going to do this.
So there's different ones, you know, and then the one we're going to try after this is a whiskey-based one. So just all sorts of different canned cocktails that hit different people, which makes it very fun.
So this makes me think beach.
Yes. This, you know, to me, every time I see the Malibu logo, I hear the word, you know, Malibu, you just naturally gravitate towards that perfectly, a day like today, only hearing the waves crash.
Obviously good year round, but these are just, they scream summer
they
so
do.
Much.
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Normally we do this on National Corn Day or National Beer Day, but we were so busy and everything just flew by.
Absolutely. Well, we can do it then too if you'd like.
Yeah, we can. We'll focus on, you know, it is right. Yes.
Right.
Our biggest beer, Busch Light, is made with corn and mainly Illinois corn. So we don't ever want to forget that.
This is a good one too. I mean, Malibu has a clean taste.
It does. Yeah. It does.
And it definitely says sand beach.
It does. Yeah. You kind of can close. This is one, you know, the one thing you do, you make a good point, you know, these are good summer drinks, but, you know, when you're having that January, February day and it's just miserable and you're like, is this winter ever going to end? You know, you can get one of these out of the refrigerator, put it over ice and close your eyes and
put some Jimmy Buffett on.
Put Jimmy Buffett on and you will be in a different place.
Parker, you're not saying much over there.
No, I'm just trying the beer. It's good.
The news just.
This last one was my favorite.
The news just got.
That one's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't have you cut the news at the moment. I'm kidding, Parker.
So we'll jump from you know, the white rum and the pina colada of the beach to Ireland to Jameson. So Jameson, very famous distillery in Ireland. This is their canned cocktail. It's Jameson ginger and lime. So it takes that classic Jameson Irish whiskey, combines it into a ready-to-drink cocktail. Nicely, you know, all
there's the sound.
There's the beautiful sound of the can opening.
Yeah,
and but you don't
right
you don't normally you don't normally think, you know, when you hear the word Jameson, you don't normally think of that sound of a can opening.
No,
this
you
is,
don't.
This is completely new for them. But they wanted to make sure that their products could be enjoyed, you know, in a variety of occasions in different places, and this enables that. So I just brought the Jameson ginger and lime today. They have the other one that they have, which is, I think it's just as good, is their Jameson and lemonade, which is also really awesome.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, I kind of thought the same thing.
I'm not a whiskey drinker, ginger and the lime really give you that hint of summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not just straight brown bourbon.
Correct. And so this nice Irish, you get a nice taste of Irish whiskey, but it doesn't, you know, it's not like you're doing the shot of Jameson at the bar.
Right. There's no burn.
Yes. No burn at all. you can, it's very sessionable. You can continue to drink it. So.
All of these are great over ice. So
yes.
Put it in our Stanley thingies or whatever you
correct.
Call them.
Yes.
Your ice and.
I think it's official.
Mine's a Razorback one, so I don't know what they're called.
I think that's the official name. It's a Stanley thingy.
Okay.
It's what you buy, I believe.
So what we'll do now is we'll stay within canned cocktails for a second before we go to beer, but we're going to jump into lemonade.
Okay.
So hard lemonades. I'm going to start off with my absolute, I think this is my favorite drink of the summer. And this one is from a company called Surfside. So it's a distillery based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Those are popular. Kids like those a lot. Yes.
Kid 21-year-olds.
I'm sorry.
we don't encourage that. The White Russian really
I'm
went
sorry,
to Vanessa's
people,
head.
I'm sorry, people, I'm 50, so my brain doesn't say
kid. For us, kids are like 30.
It's for you and I. Referring to people like
right.
me.
That's right, that's yeah, right.
I'm referring young. To Parker Forever and young. Kaylee, but yes. You hear about the lemonade Surfside.
Yes.
People yeah. love that on the golf course. Young people.
Yes.
Not kids. Yeah.
I'm a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, and there are Surfside signs all over the park. When yes. I watch when yes. I watch the broadcast, there's Surfside ads all over the park.
They are huge, and they really started. They started on the East Coast. They just really moved to the Midwest last year. And this one, again, this is my. I'm you know very biased. I love cherry flavored things. This is their black cherry lemonade. And again, the thing I love about the Surfside cocktails is, you know, some people say, oh, I you know things that are fizzy or you know. Bubbly make me feel full or bloated. Well, Surfside, these don't have bubbles.
And this is real juice.
Real juice. So, and this is black cherry lemonade, real juice, natural flavors. And then it's the artificial sweetener to keep the calorie count down. So no sugar.
Stevia, yeah.
Yes. So I think these are each like 100-ish calories.
Okay.
Lower carbs. They still have a couple carbs, but not much. But then it's made with Stateside vodka, which is distilled in Philadelphia or outside Philadelphia.
That's why you're seeing it on your
all over the Pirates ballpark or Surfside ads everywhere. My wife loves blackberry and lemonade. This would be probably perfect.
And they've got a raspberry, which I've got a strawberry. I don't know if we'll get through them all today. And then the other one they have, which I think
let's don't sell ourselves short
here.
Right. We can move some things around.
That's right. That's right.
And the video will be made available later today on our YouTube channel.
Yes, to be able to see all these brands.
Because Adam's got the whole mixer set
that's
up.
Right.
I mean, somebody's got it down. This is great.
I think he's done this before.
I have, you know, once or twice.
In a tight space.
He's perfect. Corner.
That's right. That's
we're like
right.
on a cruise ship here. He's got this small little bar area.
But yeah, no, the Statesides are Surfsides, I'm sorry. Stateside is the vodka brand. Surfside is the
this tea. Is good. This is probably nice? The best one because there is no carbonation or it doesn't
Correct.
Feel like there is.
No, there isn't.
That's the one Sean finished, by the way.
Yeah, and then and again, my wife doesn't like the fizzy stuff, but she likes blackberry and lemonade. Honestly, this is one I'm going to probably tell her about
for
sure.
We'll make sure you get the can of the raspberry.
There you go.
Well, it doesn't taste alcoholic either. It's just
right.
lemonade.
Yes, exactly.
Got to be careful of that.
You
got to
be careful.
Just remember, there is alcohol.
Yes, they are. But these, you know, the one thing is, I will say about all the canned cocktails is they are lower. It's not like you're pouring yourself a shot. You know, it's a lower. It's typically lower. You're gonna drink it. You're not. In theory, you shouldn't be slamming them. You're just be enjoying them. You know, on a nice summer day. What we'll do now is we'll jump to the Surfside. This is just their standard, their traditional lemonade and vodka. That classic combination. I think it's just a wonderful kind of nice clean summer beverage. What do you think of the black cherry?
I
like
the black cherry.
I liked it. Yeah, that really definitely.
That's a huge deal right now, though, is vodka mixed with all sorts.
Yes.
I mean, there for a while, people were putting even things like Crystal Light and.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So they were trying their own thing, and so now this is why these are so popular.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
Yes. Oh, they keep coming.
I honestly don't think I've had a bad one yet.
No, they've all been good.
Yeah, they've all been really good.
So this one's an interesting one, I think, too. This is another Surfside product. This one is their green tea and vodka. So they've got also a whole series of teas, half and halves, just tea and vodka, that which has become really popular. Now, there's a lot of different tea vodkas on the market. The one thing I will say about Surfside is these are low calories. So some of the teas on the market are really, really sweet and are loaded with sugar or sweeteners and have tons of calories. This stays true to that Surfside kind of lighter, you know, not no bubbles again, and just, you know, serve it nice cold. Natural tea is used in this as well. Sorry, I'm spilling all over. You are welcome now.
Well, that does have a nice sweet tea taste to it.
Yeah. So again, it's just a nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all real tea, so which is great. So yeah, real tea, just a nice little bit of vodka in there as well.
You're about to knock one over there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no.
There we go.
That's right.
Party foul. Is that what we used to say when we were young?
Quarter in the jukebox.
They still say that.
They still say party foul?
They still say that.
And we're going to switch brands on this one. Just one more lemonade, then we're going to go into the beers and talk a little bit about beer. But this one is a really fun one. So I don't know if anyone is a fan of Barstool Sports.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, Miss Peaches is a well-known person on dog on Barstool Sports. And Miss Peaches is on the can of Lucky One Lemonade.
Wow.
And Miss Peaches is she's the star of their whole line of Lucky One. It's from the family that brought us High Noon seltzers. And so, but Lucky One is all lemonade-based seltzers. And I just brought one today, which is the peach one, since we didn't have another peach flavor. But they have a whole line of, and these are also, again, non-carbonated. So no bubbles, so you don't get that kind of fizzy, full feeling. No artificial flavors or anything like that. So again, kind of go in that same vein, just very pure, lemonade, vodka, peach juice, and another fun beverage.
Sean's out first. Thank you, Kaylee.
I didn't know Miss Peaches was on the cover. I used to watch Dave and Miss Peaches all the time on TikTok.
Sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. Dave Portnoy, and he has made a lot of things famous. Yeah. Obviously, he loves pizza, too, as we all know. I would always be nervous if I was a pizza restaurant owner and
if he came in,
like, oh, my goodness, what am I getting myself into?
Ooh, that's very good.
That is good. They've all been very good.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I really haven't found a bad one yet.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
We're like on an airplane with our little
our little tasting cups. Yeah.
Need some pretzels out here with
us. Next time I will do. That's a great idea. Because
the salt brings out the flavor. These are good. So these all are local, are in Galesburg, Monmouth, all over the area.
All around the area. Galesburg, Monmouth, Aquaca, anywhere you shop or your listeners shop, you can find them. If they're not there, they can ask their favorite retailer and they can and bring in a case for them. Easy to get. A lot of them are in 4-packs, 6-packs, 8-packs, 12. So you can figure out your favorite flavors. A lot of them have variety packs too.
I was going to say, which I've seen the variety packs.
Surfside, I think, is great. And then Lucky One has one. The Absolute has one. And those are fun because then you can start to try all the different flavors, narrow it down. Hey, I love the black cherry lemonade. Then you can start buying just that one.
The variety pack idea.
We partner with G&M Distributors for our annual, we've been doing it like 28, 29 years now, the Farmer's Breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so we're so thankful to have you as a partner.
Oh, man, it's a great event.
And, you're an independently owned distributor. Remind us about your family-owned business.
Yeah, so we've been around since 1946. So next year will be 80 years, which is hard to believe. Obviously, I wasn't there at the founding, but I did know the founder very well, me and my grandfather. And, he started the business with just kind of bootstrapped it with 800 square feet in an old Buick garage in downtown Galesburg. And then it grew from there. We've been locally owned, family operated since 1946 and continue to love to serve the Monmouth, Galesburg, and this whole region area.
Yes. You're also the incoming chairman of the board for KCAP.
Yes.
And that was the Knox County Area Partnership. Our annual event was this past Tuesday.
It was, yes.
And that was excellent.
Yeah, it was a great event. We had a great speaker, and it's good to get the business community, for the region, together. It was great to see so many people from Monmouth there, people from Galesburg, people from more rural parts of Knox County as well. It's a good gathering. We had a record crowd. I think we had over 160 people there this year, which was fantastic. And it's really, I feel like this region has a bunch of momentum that we haven't had in the past. And we've got great leadership in the communities in the area. We've got great leadership in, KCAP, MCAP, getting off the ground. It's really great to see. And I think we've got a convergence of education, private industry, governmental bodies, nonprofits. Everybody wants this region to be, stable
successful.
And growing and successful.
Yeah, we're all trying very hard. And economic development on the forefront of everyone's minds. And sustainability of current local businesses that are thriving and that we want to continue to see to thrive. So let's get the beer. And Farm Bureau is waiting on us, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to keep them.
Just invite them on in.
We should just have Ashlyn and Jake come in and try some beer.
So we'll start. We'll jump over to Iowa for a second to the Big Grove Brewery, Citrus Surfer. This is a great one. It's a nice, good, light summer beer. Sorry as I completely spill it here and make a mess of the studio.
It's your first time.
Yes. I should have opened that can the whole way. There we go. Let's see. We get you another cup here. Yes, absolutely.
I don't want to mix the lemonade.
No. So Citrus Surf for Big Grove is a really fantastic craft brewer in Iowa. If you ever are in Iowa City area, it's a great place to visit as well. And this is really cool because this is a wheat beer, so it's perfect for summertime. Brewed with coriander, blood oranges, and lemons.
Mm.
So a little bit of, that's obviously the name Citrus Surfer comes from, but you get that really fresh, nice, light taste of the summer again in a beer, which is nice.
Wheat beer. Yes. Love that German Hefe beer.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Of course you would.
we're going to take their twist on Citrus Surfer. This is the one that they've taken, the same one we just tried, and they've just added a little lime to it as well. So just to mix it up just a little bit, we'll jump in with the Citrus Surfer lime.
Anybody feeling a little woozy?
That's like I'm double fisting.
That's right.
Are we holding Vanessa's?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Off the air.
Have you finished, everyone?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I thought that's what we're supposed to do.
No. We just sip, Parker.
To be young again.
To be young again.
Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is the lime.
Yes. So our final beer is kind of a fun one.
That's a good one.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yes. That's good. Citrus Surfer Lime is fantastic. We're going to stay in the lime vein. You know, so our number one beer in Warren County, Knox County, in this region is Busch Light.
Okay.
And one of the things that, as I mentioned earlier, Busch Light, you know, uses a tremendous amount of Illinois corn in the process of brewing the beer. It's a key ingredient. But this year, you know, they came out with Busch Light Apple, which was a huge success. You can still find that in stores. And we were fortunate enough to be a test market for Busch Light Lime this year. And so there's a little bit left. They gave us a very limited quantity. You can still find it in some retail stores. A lot of them have already sold out. But this is a really fun twist on the classic Busch Light. With just adding a little bit of lime, it's not overpowering. It's just a great hint of lime for the summertime. And just a little twist on that classic Busch Light. So very limited edition. So if you see some, grab it. It's available in 12 packs and 30 packs.
Nice. This is good. Yeah, I like the lime.
Yeah.
You said it was a test market.
Yes.
Would you say it was successful? Well?
You know, we sold out really quickly. There was a lot of excitement about the brand. There was some digital and social marketing behind it. It did. Our retail partners were super excited about Busch Light Lime, and it went out, and consumers picked it up fast, and its feedback's been really positive. So I'm hoping that they will bring it back as a summer feature again next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam, we so appreciate you coming in and just reminding us what's out there, what's available, new products, for the market. Yes. That's always good. Congratulations on still having such a wonderful, successful local business.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And on being the incoming chairman of the board for Knox County Area Partnership.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Am I the best boss ever?
It's my favorite morning.
Thank you, guys. That is.